Why you stop talking? All right, what's good, everybody? It's the Beachwood Podcast. Yeah, I didn't do it smooth enough.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that shit's hella loud. But yeah, look, what is episode 25?
Yeah, 25. Episode 25. You got Boomer in the building.
Yes, your boy split up.
Michigan Mike, special guest.
Back for a visitation.
we Mr. Traeger, man.
Okay.
We coming off the Xbox raffle. I don't know if y'all watched. Sir. Shit was popping.
Thank you for all 15 of y'all that watched.
Yeah, good
nice
shit.
Nice win, Levi. Nice win.
Yeah, nice shout out to Levi Pollock. His address is... No.
Hey, yeah. But the joke's on him. What we didn't tell him is that it was just an Xbox box. Yeah. Like, it's not an actual Xbox in the box. So
yeah, that wasn't a typo. It really was an Xbox box.
He won the box.
Never heard of a dick in a box
song. But you about to play it? Well, I thought you was pulling it up.
All right.
Pull it out.
Hey, real shit. Congratulations to him. Yeah. Congratulations to Kobe, Mr. Balzac. I'm on two t-shirts.
Yep. JJ Sandy Balls.
Yeah, JJ Sandy Ball won the t-shirt. So... It was a good day, man. Yeah, so who's stay tuned, though. Brian? Stay tuned. End of the show, we're going to announce something else that we're raffling.
Yes, sir. If you didn't catch the live.
Tomorrow, we're going to post it tomorrow morning. So
be ready.
It's going to be even better than this one. I can just tell you that.
Yes, sir. It's my dick pic. We're going to frame it for you. It's going to be a 12 by 12 live size.
Yeah, that's all I said. 5 tickets and I didn't even win a t-shirt.
Damn. Time to try again. You feel me? Yeah. Hey, Traeger, man, what's your dad's rule when he goes gambling? Double it?
That's way different, though.
Nah, gambling. We doing it. Double it. Double bubbles.
Scare money to make money.
Yes, sir. Scare money don't make no money.
All right, man. So, NBA's back.
Speaking of broke people, not playing.
NBA's back. Gerp.
Gerp.
You know, I watched the preseason game yesterday. Is that? You know, my Lakers put it on the Clippers. But, man, honestly, bro, this is a dead time for sports right now.
It is.
I mean, NFL is kind of ass. Nobody's even into fantasy football.
We still have a chance. No, since the Rams won, are we out? The Niners?
No, we still have a chance, but we'd have to, like, win out, and then everybody else would have to lose. It would be crazy.
I might just stop watching it.
Yeah, I'm just going to dedicate Sundays to PlayStation and fuck football.
That's true. So what, Melo played today for the first time in the NBA?
Yeah, he looked, I mean...
Looking like Lonzo.
He was out there dropping dimes.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't shooting, but he came off the bench, so it's early. Too early to tell. We gave Lonzo 4 years, so let's give Melo at least half a season, see what he got.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think he might end up winning.
I think he'll be fine just because he's got BDE, bro, and I feel like Lonzo played scared, and I feel like Melo got energy. Like, he ain't afraid of the moment. Like, Lonzo plays scared. Like, plays hella passive.
I was kind of sad that Jello didn't get to play yesterday.
I know.
I'd like just put him in. I think they ended up only losing by like 5, but yeah, at one time they were down by like 20 something. Like, bro, put him in. Like, what do you like? This is the time to see if people can play or not. So, but also it is the NBA.
Hey, you know what got canceled is Michigan Ohio State because Harbaugh just said, you know what, fuck it, man. Harbaugh just infected a bunch of people with COVID and just said, you know what. We gonna call this game off because I don't want to lose by 75 on Saturday,
bro.
Yeah, they called that game off. I mean, honestly, probably nobody was looking forward to it anyway. It probably would have been ugly. But yeah,
I mean, as a Michigan fan, we're better off not playing that game. It would just been more embarrassing than anything. So,
has he ever beat them? No, I mean, it's a serious question. Because I remember one game he got robbed. I do know one time they got robbed.
Yeah, that was the closest
robbed.
They came to beating.
They got robbed on one of them, but yeah. I can't. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, his record is, I think he has like 2 wins against top 10 teams. And
really?
Yeah. So.
Well, you know what's crazy is they're trying to give him a contract extension.
Oh, that was real?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, okay. What they're offering is they're either going to give him an easy out, mm-hmm. save face, get out. Or they're a small contract extension, which I think it's only so you keep him from going into his last season without an extension. Mm. So I don't know. But it'll probably be performance based, and I don't know. I think he just.
I don't think he signs a performance based deal though.
Yeah, I think
I
he's.
Feel like he's got too much pride. I feel like he's. And he feels like he's too good of a coach to do.
They just said today the biggest thing they're fighting right now is ego. So that tells you where.
Well, that happened. That happened with him and the Niners too, though. It was an ego issue between him and Balky. They got into that because Harbaugh wanted, it was an issue of over control and stuff, and that's why they had a falling out.
Yeah, and actually, and I don't know what's going to end up with him because they. I was reading too, he's better off in college just because no one in the NFL really wants him because.
I thought there's like six teams or some shit like that.
I read that, but then they're also saying, you know, that people don't want him because he's, if you're signing a coach, really you want him for long term. I mean, a lot of people are 3-4 years now because, but people don't want him because you're stuck with the same players for so long and people get tired of him. So in college, where you're cycling kids in and out every 3-4 years.
Yeah, because they said he is very demanding as a coach. That's what they're saying on the Niners, but. I mean, that's supposedly that's why. But a lot of players left because he left. Yeah. So I don't know. They loved him. So I don't.
I don't know. I think he's really football smart and savvy and probably and is really good. But I think he's better in the NFL because I just don't think he. Maybe he's not as good as a trainer as he is. You know, I mean, a coach, developer. Coach and train. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he develops as well. I mean, yeah, you had Andrew Luck come out of Stanford, and that's like his, you know, great quarterback that he had. And, you know, maybe that was more of Andrew Luck being Andrew Luck and who he was than what Harbaugh did for him. So.
Shit.
So Andrew Luck got Harbaugh paid. He's LeBron.
Andrew Luck. I don't know, man, because he did good in the NFL. He balled. He did good.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it was just Andrew Luck the whole time. Who else came out of Stanford? There's nobody else that came out of Stanford?
Well, he had McCaffrey.
But he wasn't there, right? When Harbaugh was there?
Yeah. Was he there?
I can't even remember. I don't think so. I think he's already coaching in the Niners.
Oh, yeah, he might have been.
I don't know. Anyways. All right, so what we were talking about this the other day. So right now, who's your Super Bowl prediction?
My Super Bowl prediction is the Kansas City Chiefs. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. If you would have said the Packers, I would have called you a basic bitch right now.
Nah.
You wanted to, huh?
Nah.
What about you, Michigan?
I mean, we got the Lions. No.
Lions and Niners.
No, who do I got in the Super Bowl? Well, I mean, you got to... I'd probably say the Chiefs. Get back there again. And then... who are they going to play? Let me get back to you. Carry on. I'll tell you in a minute.
What about Traeger, man? What you got?
I think the Chiefs for sure. Mm-hmm. And I can't decide. Maybe the Bucks? Maybe the Packers? I don't know. It's a weird season, though.
Yeah, of course, I think the easy answer is probably Packers, Chiefs. But I'm going to say Packers. And I'm going to go Steelers, even though no one believes in them. I feel like they're going to find a way to squeak by because I don't know why. Steelers are just fucking always there somehow. Even when they might be down for like a year, but they're back there like right after that. I don't know how. Maybe it's because they have like a consistency. They have the same coach for like 40 years. I don't know.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm going to go to the Chiefs, but I think I'm going to take the Seahawks because I think you're going to get another team. You always get with one team that comes in. Someone's going to get hot right before the playoffs and carry through.
So that's going to depend on their defense.
And see, you got to remember, there's two factors. One, there's no fans this year.
Mm-hmm.
So home field advantage really means dick. Really doesn't mean shit. Yeah. Second of all, there's only one team that gets a bye week.
If dick is good or not for you.
So, yeah. And there's no bye week now, no more. Only one team gets a bye week. Before, there used to be two teams. So now in the AFC... right now, the Steelers would only get a bye week. Everyone else has to play a wild card weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's different this year, bro, because everyone else is going to have to play. The people with the number one seed has a really big advantage because no one else, they only have to win two games. Yeah. But I do think the Steelers are overrated.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, they barely squeezed, but they lost to the Redskins. They barely beat the Jags. They barely beat the Ravens with their stringers.
So, I was just trying to keep the same energy from what I said last night, but honestly, if I was to pick a different team, it would be the Bills.
Sleeper team?
Yeah.
See, that's my sleeper team. I don't know if the Bills will get there either.
You know what, man?
Well, they're a well-balanced team. They got offense and defense.
I think they're the only team in the AFC with the firepower to compete with the Chiefs, to be honest with you.
because Josh Allen is
balling. Because they got enough offense.
The past couple weeks, but he went through a slump in the, well, I mean, everyone goes through a slump in the season, but I don't know.
I feel like no one else in the AFC can put up numbers like that. I mean, who's in the AFC right now that can throw up numbers like that? I mean, you got the Chiefs, obviously. The Steelers' offense is shaky. Colts offense, eh.
Steelers offense can't stay healthy at all.
Tennessee's shaky. Like, I think Bills, bro.
Tennessee's one of those teams, though, that's going to be like, wow, you guys fucking really made it to the Super Bowl. Because, like, they just, actually, no, their defense has been ass lately. Mm-hmm.
What trash-ass team's going to win the NFC East?
You know what, bro? I'm a ride with the Redskins just because I trust Alex Smith more than I trust Daniel Jones. It's like, that's just me. And I think they have a better...
They've been playing so much better since he became the quarterback.
I don't know what it is about Alex Smith, bro. He's not a great player, but for some reason, he just wins games, bro.
Best game manager of all time.
Yeah, bro. Like, he just does his job.
I mean, that's a product of Harbaugh. He turned into a whole other player once he got Harbaugh. And now he went somewhere else and still was the most efficient quarterback.
I feel like he did change Alex Smith's career around. Because, bro, for a while, the Niners, with Alex Smith, everybody was like, oh, he's a bust. He's trash.
We had a new coordinator, 5 years in a row?
Yeah, it was bad. But, yeah, so I got Chiefs. I got Chiefs Bucks. I think the Bucks defense is going to be the factor if they do meet with the Packers.
I don't know how the Bucks don't score 70 points a game, though. That shit blows my mind.
Well, you got to remember, bro, NFL football is probably the team you need chemistry on the most. Like, the chemistry with the receivers, they got to know your tendencies, all that shit. This is their first year together. There was no training camp. So I feel like as the season goes on, I think the second half of the season, well, they barely got their bye week. It's already, 12 games in. But I think they're going to run the table these last four games. And I think they'll get in, and I think they'll make a run. They got the tools to make a run, bro. Because in the playoffs, you got to have a defense. And I feel like they got that. They got the defense. I don't think Packers can stop them.
Yeah, I mean, they got enough talent there for sure.
I mean, Saints seem to be their kryptonite. So if they run into the Saints in the playoffs, I mean, they might have an issue. But
I kind of view the Saints like I view the Steelers.
Yeah, but Saints always choke for some reason. Saints always choke for some reason, though. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying. But like, even this year, they squeaked by a hell of times.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few
games. I mean, they beat the fuck out of the Bucks back in 2 games. So
yeah.
They beat the dog shit out of them.
I mean, that's a rivalry game. That shit's always
been. I mean, they only have 2 losses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But I'm saying, like, for some reason, I just don't trust them as a.
Yeah.
As a team in there, but.
Well, now Michael Thomas back. Breeze is going to be back in a couple weeks.
Actually, he's had, back-to-back 100-yard games with Taysom. So, I don't know if he scored. Wait, did he score, Mike? You have him, right?
Michael Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got one scored.
Bro, I traded for that man like week 4. I barely started using him like 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Traeger, man. He's, you in first place in my league? First year?
My league, nobody even wanted to put money in it. They're scared. The only one.
Nah, niggas gonna want to put money in now.
The only one that paid $50 is Michigan Mike. I'm gonna just give him his $50 back.
Yeah. Hey, now watch everybody now.
Everybody wants to be like, nah, fuck that. We're in last place. We ain't paying shit. Yeah,
exactly. That's why you pay. But the top half gonna be like, nah, I thought we were gonna pay.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what's gonna happen. Oh, well. They can just hold the belt.
Our loser has to buy the trophy.
Huh? Right? In our league? I don't know. Nobody wanted to pay an extra $7 to get the fucking trophy.
Fucking bums.
You smacking Lorenzo right now?
No, I'm saying I have a
buy. Oh, yeah, the playoffs started. Bro, I almost got kicked out the playoffs. I was, like, in first place the whole season.
Bro, speaking of bums. Oh, you know what? We're going to stay on topic here. So, basketball, right? So, Mark Cuban brought J.J. Barea back for 1 year. Right? Just so he can pay him, guaranteed contract. And then...
What was it? 2.6? 2.7 mil?
And then he cut him. Yeah, and then he cut him so that way he gets his salary and he gets to go somewhere else, wherever he wants.
Yeah.
That's like...
That's dope, because he played, 11 years?
Because, that's...
Clapton Braun in the
playoffs.
Because
they didn't need him no more. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to make sure you still get your money. Like, that's crazy.
J.J. Barea is a Puerto Rico legend, bro. Like, there's not many. It was only him and Carlos Arroyo. Those are the only players you can think of that really came from Puerto Rico that were, like, balling. And that man, shit.
Clamped LeBron.
No, I already said it. He clamped LeBron. That's why he should have rounded out to 3 mil just for that. Nah, but Mark Cuban been a real nigga lately, for sure, for sure. He already helped Delonte West. Now he cut. I mean, he basically just gave away money. So, I mean, yeah. Don't fucking read text while we're doing this, because now I need someone to piggyback off me. All y'all on your phones and shit.
Hey, now, real right, shit, though. You know, hey, you know what's embarrassing? Is Mayweather feeling the need to fight Jake fucking, or no, Logan Paul. That's embarrassing, bro. Like, that shit, to me, should diminish your fucking legacy.
I'm telling you, it's easy
money. It doesn't matter. That's just, like, embarrassing. Like, you're... Yeah, but
what if you slip up and get knocked out by Logan Paul? Now, like...
I hope he does. It ain't gonna happen, though. But, bro, like, De La Hoya said this shit best. I was like, Mayweather is the type of dude that makes all his money in boxing, spends the hell of his money, doesn't invest it right, and he's gonna end up going broke. And I think partly this is probably why he's taking this fight, bro. Like, I can't see any other reason why you would stoop to that level and take that shit. Because look at De La Hoya. De La Hoya's worth $300 million now with all his promotions and all that shit. There's not enough money in the world to put De La Hoya in ring.
Is Mayweather's promoting shit still or no? Yeah. He did it during his shit?
Yeah, he doesn't really make shit. Like, I remember the De La Hoya Mayweather fight. Bro, after the fight, De La Hoya cut the check to Mayweather. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's how boss shit that De La Hoya was also boss. Like, this man cut, like, you beat me in the fight, even though I think De La Hoya should have won. He cut this man's check. It said Golden Boy Promotions on the fucking check. Like, and now he shows up to fights wearing 3-piece suits, making more money than the boxers. Like, he's fucking doing it.
I don't understand how that ain't, like, fucking, like, collusion or, like, a fucking, what's it called? What's the term?
Crossdresser?
What the fuck?
Conflict of
interest?
Conflict of interest. Yeah. How you can promote your own and
no, boxing because, your own because fight. There was pics of him being a crossdresser back in the day.
No, there was pics of him driving off with a trans woman, too. Mm. Getting caught.
But look, bro. Up. All I'm saying is, and that's why 50 Cent Mayweather got into it, too, because 50 Cent was trying to get Mayweather into doing a bunch of investment shit. Yeah. 50 Cent's a fucking genius. But yeah, and then they got into it because Mayweather said, oh, don't be telling me how to spend my money. Now you have to go make money fighting a fucking bum. Yeah. Like, you ain't going to get my $60. I'm not ordering that shit.
We all know that. It ain't below Mayweather to go get a bag. He fought like a 14-year-old Asian guy.
For $8 million, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you,
30 seconds or shit.
And honestly, bro, it's like, don't get me wrong. It's dope having all that money and spending this shit. But fucking, do you really need like a whole jet just to carry your luggage just to stunt? Like he used to take 2 planes, one for him and his fam, and then the other one just for his luggage, just to say he did it, just so he can post it.
I bet you he wish he had that money back now. That's a waste of money.
Well, that's what I'm saying, bro. He does it's shit like that.
700 racks just to.
And that's why De La Hoya was saying that because he's like, bro, he does dumb shit like that. Like I understand it's your money, do what you want with it, but it's like, bro, you got to set yourself up, man. Like, bro, all the money he's made like $800 million in his career. Can you imagine if he invested that shit? He could be a multi-billionaire by now. Like, De La Hoya made nowhere near as much money as Mayweather did.
Yeah, facts.
And look at him. Like, he's set. Like, his kids, his great-grandkids are fucking set now. Because Golden Boy Promotions is going to last forever. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, good shit, though. Good for him. He's going to go to fucking beat up on Logan Paul.
Yeah, he better win, though. That's all I'm saying. He gets slept,
though. It's an exhibition.
That's what I'm saying.
It's an exhibition, though. Is there going to be a winner?
No. Yeah, if you get knocked out like Nate did, you lose. That's what's scary, but I mean, hey man,
I can understand why Nate Robinson took that fight though, because he probably has a trash NBA pension and he needed the money. Like, okay, but yeah, bro.
And who was saying they were gonna fight? Jake Paul was saying, Ron Artest or some shit like that.
Oh no, Donovan Mitchell said Ron Artest. First of all, Ron Artest will beat the fuck out of that dude, just out of the dog.
I feel like Ron Artest would take his gloves off and start.
Bro, look, have you ever seen the interview where Ron Artest would just sit in there in his chair and they were talking about him? He was like, this is how he told it. He said, hey, yeah, man, well, we were chilling in the hood one time and there was a fight and some dude just broke a leg off a table and stabbed the dude in the chest and shit. Like, he said it hella casually.
He from the hood.
Bro, the reporter was looking at him and he was like, what the fuck did you say?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, and I use that to.
He said that shit hella casually, like, yeah, you know, in Queens, you know, it happens. I was like, what the fuck? That man sees some shit, bro. Like, he's crazy. Yeah, I would not want to get that dude pissed off for sure. That dude ain't all there.
Yeah, I thought there was someone else too there trying to get into it, but I don't know. Like, I kind of want, I like people fighting each other, but like, I don't know if I want to see like legends fight YouTube stars. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, cause if you lose, your legacy is done. Like,
in the hope one of these dudes locks him out.
What is the chance of him losing though?
All it takes is one though.
Because well, all it takes is one. That's like, me. Like size wise, like Logan Paul's hella bigger than that man.
Yeah.
So it's like. Nah. Like I think McGregor will dust his ass too though, like because what's his name?
Didn't but then again, bro, McGregor's like 50 pounds lighter than him. So what if he fucking catches him? Like,
well, McGregor can take a punch though. He could eat them shits. Like he don't get knocked out. He usually gets he taps out quick. He don't get knocked out.
Yeah, Mayweather too. Mayweather has a tough jaw.
Yeah, well, we saw against what's his name?
I see Mayweather take some fucking hits, bro.
Like Donna Cotto, he caught a few of them.
I honestly, I don't know much about these Paul brothers, but is this like boxing and fighting something they've taken on?
Well, yeah, last few years they kind of started taking it serious,
right?
Okay. So they have a few fights under their belt, but it's been mostly like YouTube star versus YouTube star type shit. Like Logan Paul lost to there's some dude named like KSI or some shit like that. He's a YouTube guy from like London or something, and that dude beat his ass. So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I think I could fuck Mayweather up if we would just have, like, a wrestling match. I'll fucking overpower that dude.
He is little, bro. Like,
hey, can you imagine, bro? Like, they look big on TV, but Mayweather's probably, like, 5'7", 100. He walks around, like, at 5'7", 130 pounds. That's like one of my fucking legs, bro. I would fucking eat him. Like, 5'7", 130 pounds. I would just tackle him to the ground and just penetrate. Anyways,
I'll pay to see that. We're gonna raffle that ticket off.
Because then if I lose, I'll fucking shoot him. I'm a sore loser.
No, it's okay to lose to a professional fighter.
Nah, fuck that. I black out.
All right, so we scared? Is that what you typed on that shit? What? I started deleting it.
Hey, yeah, no. So, man, we lost a legend. Fuck 2020, first of all. Yeah. But we lost a legend a few days ago, Debo. Y'all know Debo from Friday.
Yeah. Tiny Liston.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy, man.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
You watched Friday?
You watched the movie Friday, right? Ice Cube. And,
Yeah.
Okay, Debo, you know Debo, the one that was taking people's chains?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. See that? And that's what? Four people from the original Friday?
Yeah.
So, like, I blame all this shit on Chris Tucker for being a bitch and not doing the last Friday movie already. Because now they lost John Witherspoon, the dad.
Yeah.
They lost Debo. They lost, what's the girl that was supposed to look like Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Felicia?
No, not Felicia. Oh, no. He's like, my friends say I look like Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bro, I'm looking bitch. Like Tito or Freddie Jackson or whatever he said. Yeah. And then there was someone else, too, that Bernie Mac. So, like, when Bernie Mac died.
Bro, but be real, though. Like, a lot of those dudes said none of them got fucking paid.
Well, in the first movie, they didn't really get paid shit.
Yeah, like Witherspoon was saying he got like 10 grand or some shit.
Yeah, well, it was a low budget movie. Like
Ice Cube got paid. Like,
well, yeah, well, he got
break them off. Bro,
he got the residuals, but I mean, he made three other ones. I mean, two other movies after that. So I mean, and Debo was in them. Yeah. Well, he wasn't in the third one, but still, like. Last Friday, which we've all been waiting for, like it could have been done if Chris Tucker would have just did it. Like he really acts like he's just living off fucking Jackie Chan shit. What's that shit called? Rush Hour.
How's he even still got money, bro? Like that's crazy.
I mean, those are big ass movies. You got to think like China went crazy for that shit too. So I mean, that's how many billions?
Because they were saying that I don't know if he stopped getting movie roles or he just got too cocky and just said I'm good.
Well, yeah, the story has always been that he thought he was just better than everybody once he started doing the Rush Hour movies.
And you know what, bro? Look, and I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan, but I give it to that motherfucker, bro. He's a hustler. Like, that man just...
I like Kevin Hart movies more than the
stand-up. He stays in everything, bro. Like, he's always in shit.
Yeah.
Like, that man's drive is crazy because a lot of these... He still has that mindset where I'm going to go get it.
And he's versatile, bro. That movie he did with fucking Walter White, what's it called? That movie is dope as fuck. That movie was dope. Like he's talented as fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like he's a better actor than he is at stand up.
That's
now.
Real.
Like his last stand up was
first
ass.
His first two stand ups were fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the rest of them.
And then I feel like he started to filter them because all the backlash he was getting, and then they just
he's too busy.
Like you really can't filter comedy, bro. Yeah. You start filtering comedy, it goes to shit. Like for example, shows like The Office, If they happened today, bro, they would get canceled.
Yeah, the first episode was racist as fuck. Homophobic, all that. Like, you never seen Office?
You've never watched
Office? There's time.
I know. It's fucking hilarious, bro. Watch
it. Aren't they going to take the Office off
Netflix? Yeah, they're taking it off Netflix in the beginning of January.
We're just too sensitive.
Yeah, it'll probably be on Hulu or some other shit.
It's going to be on Peacock.
Oh, then that's free.
Is it?
Xfinity, yeah.
We got Xfinity, bitch.
Your internet is Xfinity?
Yeah.
All I have is the I don't pay for a cable. I just use your login. No, but I got
my password.
I got the Peacock. They send the box for free, and it's I don't use it really, but they have free shit on. They had all the Harry Potter movies on there like a few weeks ago.
So I think DirecTV has NBC on demand too, so it's probably on there.
Yeah, it's the same brand. Same company.
Man, it's so convenient to put Netflix on and just popping that shit on at the end of the night. Now it's gonna be trash.
Netflix need to step their shit up, bro. Like what they up the price bill to? Increase. The price went up to what, like $30 a month or some wild shit?
Did it go that high?
Like, well, for four TVs or whatever. For
Nah. It went up to like 14 or 15.
No, I think it's $18.99.
If you want like the 4K and all that, which like their top package, I guess
Like when I first got that shit was $5.99.
Yeah.
And now and then, yeah.
I was telling Trevor the other day, well, I used to, you know, get a disc in the mail.
Yeah, I see, and I never did it that way. Yeah. But I used to deliver them all the time. I used to be like, man, I could just keep this shit right now. They never know.
$17.99.
All right, yeah, bro. So, but with that, if you're gonna keep upping the price, you gotta have some better content. Which I think their niche is comedy, like the comedy specials. But they need to just pump the bitches out.
Yeah, honestly, bro. The comedy specials, I'm not really a fan of. Like,
I love comedy specials, but it has to be the to me, like Dave Chappelle is just.
You know who's a fucking Burt legend, bro? Burt, yeah. Who nobody talks about? Who?
Burt Kreischer.
Oh, that's all you say, Bill Burr.
Burr. I love Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is a fucking bro. Like a few years ago, my friend told me about him, and I put it on. Well, I was like, bro, this motherfucker.
He's got a hell of a money too.
Bro, yeah, he's hilarious.
Like, he has like seven.
On he's fucking hilarious, bro. I was like, damn. Probably the only good white.
Have you watched this cartoon? The F is for Family. Mm-hmm. That shit is fucking funny as fuck too.
Is he?
I've seen him in a few movies where he's like
Star
a guest.
Wars before in my life.
The new stuff?
He like guest stars in a few movies.
I don't even know.
Hey, did you know Baby Yoda's name ain't Baby Yoda? It's like Dota. What is it? Goku?
Who's Baby Yoda?
A little Baby Yoda. God. You know the Baby Yoda everyone be posting?
Yeah, I know. You're just joking, but I don't watch Star Wars. Star Wars is fucking trash.
But everyone says the Mandalorian is dope because I guess it's a whole nother.
It's
it's
totally different.
So you don't even have to.
You don't even have to watch
Star Wars to get it.
No.
No. John Favreau, whatever.
Is it a show or a movie?
He's an actor, but he's the one that directed it.
I watched the first couple episodes.
It's like Battlestar Galactica.
No, it's not even.
I've heard it's really good, but I watched like 2 episodes.
I tried watching.
That guy is the director.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah,
he's funny.
He's dope.
He
seems to be like in every fucking Adam Sandler movie. Or not Adam Sandler. What's his name? Robert Downey Jr.?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
How'd you know him?
Because they're always.
Vince Vaughn is underrated, bro. That motherfucker is funny as fuck.
That man's a like good ass. 40 of acting.
I liked him in True Detective. You guys watch True Detective?
Yep. No, I haven't.
He's good, bro.
Is he?
He's
like in a serious role there, and it was. Yeah,
he had a fucking run too, in like what, the mid-2000s?
But he's fucking hilarious because he'll say shit like with a serious face and it'll be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like in movies.
He says it hella fast. Like, I'm like, god damn, bro. Like, he's spitting that shit. This motherfucker's spitting. Who's doing the other Star Wars? Oh, the people from that made Game of Thrones, right? They're the ones that are doing like directing the new Star Wars, the next trilogy or some shit. That's why they fucked this
up. I've never even watched all the Star Wars movies.
That's why they, bro. So
I really tried, bro.
So when we got Disney Plus, right? Like we're like me and Jackson, my oldest daughter Jackson, we're like, okay, let's like we never watched Star Wars, let's watch it. So we try to watch it from the like we're gonna watch it just from one to whatever because they say
it goes backwards. Yeah.
Well, it jumps around.
You gotta start at 5.
Like, yeah, it's like some weird shit. So I looked up all the different ways to watch it. I was like, I just want to watch it when they came out, like that order. And then we put on the first one, and we're like 20 minutes in. I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I was like, you want to change it? She's like, yes, please. I was like, thank God, bro. She's fucking boring as fuck. Like I couldn't get into, and it's also because the graphics are like fucking stupid.
Nobody wants to watch Mandalorian.
Well, no, we thought we had to watch all.
So, hey, what is that? What show? What is that on?
That's on Disney Plus.
That's on Disney Plus.
The Mandalorian.
And it's a different universe, right? It's not even the same people, right?
Well, no.
It's before Yoda and all them, right?
Yeah.
So I'm about to start watching.
I mean, you hear some of the same names.
Right? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I think.
Not really.
I want to see Baby Chewbacca.
I'm not like big into Star Wars. I just
the only Star Wars movie that I watched all the way through was that Solo one, the Han Solo movie. Because it was on Netflix and it was only like an hour and a half, not fucking 17 hours.
Fucking nerds.
And that shit was dope. I watched it because Childish.
Hey, you know what was fucking trash that everybody said was dope is The Last Dance. Michael Jordan fucking...
Don't make me pull up the screenshots.
Let me just talk about it, bro. Look.
Look, it was the most tweeted about show.
Yeah, because of course everybody sucked Michael Jordan's dick. He's one of the worst human beings on the fucking planet.
But he's one of the most polarizing figures of all time.
Just insane. You could be polarizing and still be a piece of shit.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West needs to just stand on the tracks and get it over with.
I thought it was too long. I lost interest after like three episodes.
Who?
I was done. And the
Last Dance. Second episode, bro. This man, Michael Jordan. I don't know if you watched it, Kyle. You watched it?
I just want.
Okay, let me tell you. This man told the fucking reporter or whatever that all his teammates were doing cocaine in the room. Like, nigga, what the fuck? What if their fucking wives or family are watching right now? Like, wow. Like, you were fucking doing coke in the 80s, you piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm like, yeah, bitch, you pay for this house.
You a fucking rat, nigga. Like, why would you do shit? True. And then Scottie Pippen said he called Michael Jordan and said, I told him over the fucking phone that I didn't like the way he did that because he did it to hype himself up and no one else. Like, that he told Michael Jordan that. And then Michael Jordan just kind of like, all right, whatever. And just kind of, he said he kind of agreed with him, but he just got like.
Yeah, Mike don't give a fuck.
I know, but it was like, bro.
Mike's a piece of shit. Look, one of the greatest.
It should have been. If you're gonna do a documentary, let it be fair. Don't fucking do it to what you wanted to say. It should have been a neutral person.
The fact of
it
is everything revolves around him when it comes to that.
Yeah. Okay. So the documentary was The Last Dance. It was supposed to be The Last Dance about the fucking Bulls team. It wasn't all supposed to be about him.
Yeah.
But he made him out to be, and he seemed to cut out a lot of the parts where his team did hella good without him. You know what I mean? So it's like...
And Mike also always controlled his shit. Like, mm-hmm. He wasn't even in video games until, like, recently.
To be fair, LeBron's kind of the same in controlling his own narrative, too. So, I mean, I can't really... But still, like, I don't know. I'm just not a big MJ fan. I think he's a piece of shit.
He ain't the GOAT.
Fuck out of here.
All the people he hates, he is just like them.
I love his mentality.
Jordan, like Joe Budden. Okay. These niggas are all pieces of shit.
So Trigger Man
is just like them.
Hey Trigger Man, listen. So the one thing I agree with Michael Jordan is mentality, taking shit personal. For example, if you do me wrong, I'm gonna fucking wait until I get the opportunity. If it's fucking 10 years from now, I'm never gonna forget that shit, and I'm gonna make sure I fucking get, like, that's just how I operated, bro. Like if you're nice to me, I'm gonna be even nicer to you. Like, I'm gonna be even nicer to you. But if you're a piece of shit to me, I'm gonna be the biggest piece of shit you've ever seen in your life.
Look, Trigger Man understands. He has a list of people that didn't tell him happy birthday.
Yeah, I got a list.
So
okay, you get what I'm saying? So I take it personally. You get what I'm saying when I say I take it personally? Okay, so I get that part. I agree with his mindset on the court. So, like, he used to think about what reporters wrote about him or what one dude on another team would say about him, and he would fucking remember that shit. And I love that about him. But he played against algebra teachers and fucking professors and fucking janitors. So it's like, I mean, who was guarding him in the 90s? Fucking
sounds like a bunch
of 6'1" white dudes? Like, bro, LeBron would have fucking ate him alive. They're like, you got to remember, too.
Just like Jordan did.
You got to
ate him alive.
Did you love LeBron so much before he came to the Lakers?
No, he didn't. He hated him.
No, yeah, I did. Hold on. I'll tell you when I started.
He was mad.
Oh, look, from like 05 to like 0...
Look, that's how you know when niggas start counting on his fingers. You know that nigga full of shit.
Real shit. From like 06 to like 2012, I fucking hated that man, right? Or 2013. And then he came to the Cavs. I was like, you know what, bro? I'm going to give this man a chance. If he really wins one for Cleveland... That's going to be some dope-ass shit. And then he won one for Cleveland, down 3-1 against the 73-19. And that's when I threw the hat in. I was like, all right, this motherfucker's the GOAT. Like, he really just did that shit. Like, that's crazy. When he did that, I was it. You couldn't hate on him no more. Like, what are you going to say?
He really beat
the best team of all time down 3-1. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like
him and his team did.
But like, that's crazy to me.
Man, Kyrie said he ain't even clutch.
And let me say this.
But you did admit Kyrie was the one that hit the clutch shots
at the end. He did. Yeah. Kyrie's dope. But I mean, LeBron was also averaging like 38, 13, and 12. So it's like
LeBron went crazy that series.
So it's like
Jordan would average 40.
Bro, what I'm trying to tell people about the Jordan and LeBron thing is that
Jordan, two different people.
The best team that Jordan beat in the finals was probably the Jazz, maybe, or the 96 Sonics. I'm not sure. One of those two.
They beat the Jazz how many times? Twice.
Either of those teams would lose to the Warriors in three games. Like, they won't even show up to the fourth game. They would just fucking quit.
As a non-biased person who really doesn't care, I'd like to know from someone that says Jordan is the GOAT.
Okay.
What does a Jordan, a person that votes Jordan as a GOAT, what would LeBron have to do to overtake Jordan?
Just win one more. That's it.
One more. That's
what I'm saying. For because there's bro. So like no, and this he, this is me because Kobe's my GOAT. But like for the Jordan stands, once LeBron wins one more, there's nothing else you can say. Like there's the it's not they're even like say, a oh, big discrepancy.
Six.
Yeah, I think yeah, but I'm saying like they can say that, but they'll know like all right.
What if he gets two more?
He's gonna get two more.
And that's
easy.
The thing. I don't think
the Lakers are gonna three-peat. The Lakers are gonna three-peat.
It doesn't like, matter.
What I'm trying to tell you is, the teams he lost to, Jordan's Bulls would have got swept, bro. Like the fucking Warriors teams, the Spurs team that LeBron played, like those teams were they had four Hall of Famers on them. Right?
Different times.
Okay, the Spurs, you had four Hall of Famers. Duncan, Ginobili, Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard. And then you had, with the Warriors, you had KD, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson.
They were at different levels of their play during that time. They were all
what I'm trying to tell you is they would at worst, beat the fucking Bulls in five games. Like, these teams were stacked. Jordan faced 9 Hall of Famers in the finals in his career. LeBron faced 25. That just tells you right there. I mean, we see in all sports, not just basketball, athletes are getting bigger, faster, stronger. Like, it's crazy, bro.
That's what I think. Yeah, I always say it's a different game.
In the 90s, can you imagine?
That's why it's hard for me to compare. Because I'm like, so like, say, like, Jordan was the bar, right, in his era. So LeBron's the bar. Because the game evolved, then he's the bar
so
in this
can
era.
You imagine,
so that's why it's hard to compare.
Can you
for
imagine
real.
A 6, okay, if you were 6'9 back in the day in the 90s, you're a center
you're
or a power
slow,
forward. Yeah. That's it. Now these motherfuckers are point guards playing 6'9 guarding guys. So I mean, other than Magic Johnson,
bro,
he's
there,
exceptional.
There's freshmen doing 360 Wimo dunks during the game now. Like it's and they're like six. They're like barely 6 foot doing wild ass shit like that. Like I don't get it, bro. Like
I don't know. Yeah, that's another topic. But yeah, Last Dance.
But them
it was the most
got
tweeted about.
Trying to dunk. Anybody that tried to dunk on me got fouled. I don't get. I take a flagrant. You ain't fouling. You ain't dunking on me, bro. I swear, I've done that hella times, grabbing niggas by their shoulders.
Yeah, I almost got in a fight at the gym one time because a dude went up and he like tried to bang on me and I just put my fucking elbow in his nuts and I pushed him down. What's up, bitch? I said, I called the foul, bro. Take your fucking foul. Like, I called the foul. Like, take the ball. Like, get your shit. You ain't gonna dunk on me, though. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro. Like, fuck that.
Oh, yeah. 7. Nah, you're good. Yeah, man. So, hey, Pete this. So, we got a PlayStation 5 bundle.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
We're going to list it tomorrow. It's going to come with the Spider-Man game. Are you keeping the controller? Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, it's going to come with the Spider-Man game.
A month of PlayStation.
A month of PlayStation Plus. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to list that shit tomorrow. We're going to have...
70?
So we're going to do... we're going to have all the information on the Instagram. Just follow the page. Yeah. And we're going to post how many tickets we're going to have, how much and everything. No, there's going to be no limit on how many tickets you want to get. We are going to set a cap. Yeah, it ain't gonna
but be. If you want us to rig it, send us 1,000.
Nah, 2,000. I'm like, hey, nah, but real shit, hey, hop on and check us out, man. We'll see y'all, and hopefully you guys win it. Shout out Levi again. Good shit. We're gonna.
This man only $40. He spent $100 just to win that. Y'all could spend $100 too.
Yeah, facts.
Or you could be like Salah, spend $100 and lose. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.